95.3 The Range and the All-Star Morning Show. And on the phone with us, my good friend, Mr. Bart Crow. How you doing, man?
I'm great, brother. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Excited about your show this Thursday night. You're going to be at the Courtyard Theater, the Texas Music Series. Such a great venue at the Courtyard Theater. It's an old gym. I don't know if you've been there, but it's an old gym that they converted into a listening room, and it's just amazing acoustics there.
Dude, how cool is that? I mean, that gets me pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Cole Reisner will open up for you. We still got some tickets, so we want folks to get out here and come see you. But let's talk about the show, because you were telling me before we went on air that we normally do acoustics out there, and you do a different show acoustically than you do the full band show.
Yeah, man, I do a lot of the same songs, but I get to dive back in the back catalog, as they say, and I get to do some of my favorite covers and the songs. I don't reinvent them, but they're a little bit different, you know, with one person and a guitar and some stories versus, you know, the full band and keys just plowing through it. So I enjoy both ends of the spectrum. I love playing with the band. Then I love to be able to kind of break it down and, you know, give some backstory on some of the songs and just kind of, I don't know, hang out with the audience instead of just trying to, you know, pretend that I'm some kind of rock star that we all know I'm not. I like to dial it back a little bit and just get to hang out and get back to why I started playing music in the first place.
Well, we've known each other a long time, and I just found out something today when I went to your website. I didn't realize you worked for the government.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. They don't hire anybody.
Well, because it says track Bart Crow, so I figure you got to work for the NSA if you have people tracking you.
Exactly.
You got a
lot. I wouldn't put it past them. You know, it's kind of a creepy time we live in that regard. So who knows?
Yeah, you've got a busy week though. You're playing. Let's see, tomorrow night in Tomball. You're playing the Courtyard Theater in Plano on Thursday with us. You're in Harker Heights. I mean, you are all over these next couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and it starts today because I actually am as soon as we hang up. Unfortunately, I have to go to see my back doctor and get some spine injections, so I'll be laid up today, and then hit the ground running early in the morning. And then after our Saturday show, I'm actually going to catch a plane and fly to Corpus and hang out with the family for 2 days, and then come back home on the 9th. And then I haven't made this announcement. I'm actually going to write something up today, but then I actually have to have neck surgery next Wednesday.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, I'm just getting my butt kicked all around, but it'll be all right. I'm in good hands.
Getting older sucks, especially when you have kids, because, you know, those dang kids, they weigh you down and hurt your back and your neck.
It's all their fault, man. All their fault. It has nothing to do with me not listening to older people when I was in my 20s saying, bend with your knees and don't lift that. Wait for somebody to help you. And, hey, maybe don't jump off that. Maybe don't jump your truck over that.
No.
Maybe I should have listened a little.
No, it's the kids. Trust me. It's the kids, and you lay all the blame on the kids. They feel guilty, and they mind you, and they do better in school because they feel so guilty about hurting their dad. So, yeah.
Really? Kids can feel guilt? I'm going to try this.
Hey, I also want to congratulate you on the latest single off of The Parade, Dear Music. It did really well on the charts, and you just keep racking up the hits, man.
Thanks, man. You know, I think... sometimes it feels good when the hard work pays off. Other times I feel like thanks for giving the little guys a chance, you know?
Yeah.
We had fun with it. We had made a, you know, the song was fun for me to write. It's kind of a day in my life, true story, where I wrote it from. And, you know, a salute to music that just, you know, we get to play music, we get to listen to music, you get to share and play music for us, and we love music, and sometimes I feel like I've forgotten to salute Lady Music and say thank you. So, you know, that was my love note to her. Then we flew around about 6 or 7 different states and found about 50 locations and shot a music video and had a good time with it, man. It's been fun, and it's been good for and to us.
Absolutely. So you going to be doing a follow-up album to The Parade coming soon?
Woo, brother. I don't know about soon, but definitely another record. You know, I kind of took some time off. The parade kind of sucked me dry a little bit, you know, by the time between touring and making it and post-production and all that, it drug itself out about a year and a half and kind of got burned on creativity for a little bit. Wanted to just, you know, kind of ride the parade record for a little bit. But I'm kind of back in the saddle, back to pen and paper, and finding my way back to some putting some words together. So maybe, you know, probably I would imagine, knowing me, we'll probably get started on the record about this time next year and get something pumped out.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you Thursday night. The Courtyard Texas Music Series, PlanoStages.com is where you can get their tickets. There's a handful of tickets left. They're $25 a piece. Give them a great reason to come see you Thursday night.
Man, I just think it's going to be a good time. I really, the acoustic shows, you know, it's, I don't have anybody to rely on. So it's kind of do or die. It's all on me. And I would probably stream tears down my face if I got heckled and people threw stuff at me. So, I'm going to put on a really good show for you guys, and I'm going to play a bunch of songs from our older records and the new stuff, and maybe a couple things I've written and a few of my favorite tunes. And I think it'll be a good experience. You know, I really, like I say, I don't have anybody to deflect the heckles off to. You know, when you're sitting up there with the band, you're kind of, you know, everybody's on the same team. And when it's you and a guitar, it's kind of like, oh, man, we sure got to give them a reason to stick around. So we work hard and try to put on a good show, and I love doing it. And I think that kind of shows through when all the ducks are in a row. So I hope that everybody in Plano will come hang out with us, have a good time, and just enjoy some music.
Plus, if you buy the ticket, you'll see him dance a jig on stage with a banana in his ear too.
Oh yeah, then there's that. I totally forgot about that.
All right, yeah. Bart Crow, man, always a pleasure. Can't wait to see you Thursday night, the Courtyard Theater Texas Music Series. Thank you so much, brother.
Chuck, thank you, brother. Thanks for all you've done for me for all these years. Appreciate it, man.
Chuck Taylor.